I never had a sister, but my sons have one, which means I have a daughter. Now, our oldest son is 2 years younger than our daughter, who is the oldest, but it was interesting to see as I watched their relationship what I had missed growing up. Oh, there was a lot of kidding around. The kids call it busting. They had some exciting disagreements growing up because, well, they're two very different people. There were some hugs. There was some advice. There was sometimes some conflict. But one thing was really clear in that relationship. No one had ever better do my son's sister wrong. No. Even though he was 2 years younger, he was her personal, and if I'm going to make up a word here now, a lookout for her. I'm looking out for her. In fact, when any guy wanted to date her, he had to pass my son's very high requirements first. Oh, yeah, he's younger, but he was his sister's protector. Now, if you're a sister, it's nice to have a brother like that. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about protecting our sisters. Now, a word for today from the Word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 5, I'm going to read verse 2. It's a roadmap for relationships between, well, men and women in general, but particularly between young men and young women. He's addressing Timothy, who is a young man, and Paul says, treat the younger men as brothers, the older women as mothers, now get this part, and treat the younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Now, if you grew up in our culture today, that's not the message you're getting. No, our culture says, hey, if you're a young man, treat the younger woman as a conquest, as a lover. But that's not God's design. No, he says treat the younger women as sisters. So what does that mean? Does that mean you tease them all the time? Does it mean you argue with them, which brothers and sisters are known to do? No. You know what I think it's referring to? See, the love of a brother for a sister, well, after all is said and done, it's protective love. It's like my son and daughter. I'm not going to let anything happen to you that could hurt you, sis. That's how young men are supposed to view young women. Not as targets, not as conquests, not as things to use. That's why it says treat them with absolute purity so you won't hurt them. You're supposed to guard your sister. That means you look at the women around you and say, I will not use you. I will not push you to be physically involved. I won't even think about taking your greatest gift from you, your virginity. I won't let my mind wander onto scenes where I reduce you to being a thing. I will guard your reputation, sister. I will guard your purity. I will guard your character. Now that's manhood. And you know what? Ask a lot of young women today, and they'll tell you there's a critical shortage of that kind of man. See, what happens is you begin to say, I'm going to develop some sisters here. So you begin to develop friendships, not just romances. And that becomes more important than just a passionate romance. You open the door to some real legitimate closeness and really getting to know somebody. And you do that by finally throwing your sexual agenda out the window and developing a real friendship. Now, if you're a woman, by the way you dress and the way you act and the way you talk and the way you move, be sure you're encouraging this kind of relationship. Remember this, they always told me when I was fishing that the bait you offer determines the kind of catch you get. Well, act like you want brothers. Act like you want guys who will be friends. And men, cultivate sisters. A level of sharing and caring that the sexual conquerors will never even get close to. Treat them with dignity, with respect. Absolute purity. Treat her like family. She's your sister, man. And every sister needs a brother.
Thanks, Ron. Your Hope Story is the name of the new online video series for individuals and small groups. How your story can change their story forever. To find out more, visit yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.